Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart and something I'm super excited to chat with you about today.
Yeah.
Why mastermind groups are beneficial for your business.
Definitely. And this is something that I think is beneficial for, I would say, most businesses out there, but I think especially it can be beneficial for web design companies, agencies, freelancers.
Yeah. Yeah, and absolutely. Whether you're a service-based business or a product-based business, if you're selling services or products, mastermind can be very, very beneficial for you. First reason on our list of why it's so important is you get to bounce ideas off of like-minded professionals. It's invaluable. You know, for me to sit and talk with Tim, a peer who's in the same industry as I am, to listen to how he overcomes struggles, dilemmas, problem solves. His methods may be a little bit different than mine and may be a little bit more successful. So when you can, you know, pick each other's brains and share ideas and stuff, it's really beneficial and can help your business grow.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I want to add to that is when you are working on your own from home, you're a freelancer, a solopreneur, it can be very lonely. You don't have the water cooler talk. You don't have the coffee runs with coworkers. And then additionally, a lot of times, you know, you could have a great work-life balance, have lots of friends, a spouse, a family, whatever, and spend lots of time. But when you're doing something like WordPress or web development, et cetera, in, at least in my experience and experience of a lot of people that we've talked to about this, most of your friends and people around you in your inner circle, in your personal life, they aren't technical. You know, they don't understand what WordPress, they might have heard of WordPress, but they don't understand it. And so the value of being around like-minded professionals, as David mentioned, it truly is invaluable because you can connect and you can share ideas and have conversations that you would never be able to have with your family, your friends, whatever.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it can be very lonely not having those professional connections.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's just, you're right. Now that I think about it, when I'm, you know, I try to talk to Lisa about, you know, this wonderful new product that we've got coming out, what it's going to do and what it's going to solve. And, you know, I just kind of get that glazed over eyes looked and, you know, and they're just kind of lost. So, you
Same.
Know,
yeah.
Another thing that's huge is it's inspirational. It inspires you to push harder, to try more. You know, there's the sayings, iron sharpens iron. So, you know, it can help you spark new ideas. So, you know, being with like-minded people, and truthfully, these are business owners, entrepreneurs. These are people that, you know, they're always have those creative ideas and stuff. And it can be huge, you know, to get you pumped up, you know, and ready to go.
Yeah. And I know that I'm always pumped up after David and I have a inspiring conversation, sharing ideas or other masterminding opportunities we have, WordCamps, et cetera. And it really is true. Iron sharpens iron, because after, you know, David shares something about his business, it really does get me pumped up and it makes me want to do better. It makes me want to do better in my business. I'm competitive too. And even though David and I are competitors, that's not really what it's about. It's not like, oh, I got to go beat David. It inspires me to, you know, run my business better and so forth. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's reciprocal. So, I mean, Tim and I are, you know, pretty, I'm roughly twice Tim's age. So, you know, I learn a lot from Tim too. So just because you're older or you're in a different, you know, time and stuff doesn't mean that you don't have, you know, something to learn from younger generation or vice versa. It's it's both ways, Tim. Absolutely.
Yeah. And actually, to add to that, before we go on to the next point, I mean, really, it doesn't matter what the experience level is. You can learn from really anybody. And even like the most successful CEOs, they're people that are constantly learning, and you know, they don't pass anybody off as someone that can't teach them something. Because especially when it comes to technology and marketing and business, there's so much to it. And so you might have a lot of strength in certain areas, but this person over here, they might be 2 months in, but they've gained some experience in something that you haven't really touched yet. And so you can learn from everybody.
Definitely, I agree.
Another reason why masterminding can be beneficial for your business is it can help you overcome and alleviate some fears, concerns that you have. Because again, you're with people that are, a lot of times they can be a few steps ahead of you in business. And so they've have those problem solving skills already refined, and so they can kind of help you walk through some of those different things, and also just gives you the confidence. Hearing other people's success stories gives you the confidence so that those fears you realize aren't that big of a deal because you've seen someone else walk in your shoes ahead of you.
Yeah, and everybody brings something to the table. So yeah, you know, a fresh perspective, new eyes, you know, just because you may not be at the level of someone else and stuff, don't think that you know, can't help, you know, contribute to that conversation and stuff.
Right.
The next thing that I want to talk about is it can help you problem solve. So, you know, masterminding is great for problem solving. I do it all the time with technology today, with Facebook, with Slack, with all of the many, many, many forms of communication and social media. And, you know, human beings are social creatures. So even if we're in person gathering or if we're online gathering, I have the ability to problem solve. You know, some of the things that have helped propel my business greatly, and I know it's affected Tim's as well, is we're part of and members of some Facebook groups. So whenever, you know, it may not be a masterminding level sitting in a room, us all intimate and private and three or four or five people, you know, there may be entire groups that you mastermind with.
Yeah.
You know, you throw out a problem and you're going to get, you know, 50 different people answering that problem, and one of them is probably going to be able to help you solve it. So masterminding on many different levels is important, and it can help you solve problems.
Yeah, great points. And so I believe that brings us to our last point of this episode, which is just being able to network during these mastermind groups can open up doors. It can open up new potential partnerships. I know David has had some experience with that. You're meeting people that in a lot of cases are experts in their field. And so they might be in your industry, but in a certain different sub niche. You might be a web developer with an agency, and they might be someone that specializes in internet marketing. And you've been wanting someone to help you run your email marketing, for example, where you can find those partnerships in mastermind groups.
Absolutely. Yeah. Networking's huge. New potential relationships and partnerships. You can book it. If you come across something that you can't really, you know, solve, you can bet that some of these people that you mastermind with probably have already done it and have a solution for you. So great topic. Highly recommend masterminds. If you can get involved in a mastermind, do it. If you can do it on a personal social level, on a social platform, go for it. If you want to join some of the, you know, the more official masterminds where you actually pay. I don't normally do any of the pay masterminds. I just haven't. You know, I kind of find the people that I want to mastermind with, and then we just kind of set up a day, a time, and we do it on a regular basis. So
yeah.
Anything else to add, Tim?
No, that's everything on my end. But yeah, a lot of value there.
Yeah, great episode. All right. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Head on over to WPthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for this episode. Be sure to like and subscribe on whatever platform you listen to this podcast on. We really appreciate it. It helps people find us. If you feel so inclined, we would be ever so grateful if you left us a review on one of the platforms that you listen on. That will also help people want to encourage people to want to listen to our podcast. So until we see you tomorrow, thank you for joining us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.